Hey guys, it's Heather. We're hanging out at Steamboat for Music Fest and ran into Jade. By the way, I got to tell you, last night, your show in the Dung Beetle, amazing.
Thank you.
That was my sing for you. That's all you get.
It was beautiful. Do it one more time?
No, we are not going to do that. Here's your mic. Where's the...
It was here.
Uh-oh, we lose it.
There it is. Hello.
I'm sorry.
That was me. I didn't clip it on very well. Radio. There we go.
I don't want to lose that. That's my show audio. I can't lose that. Yeah. But yes, your show last night.
Thank you so much. It was a ton of fun.
You got your new album completely done, right?
Yes, it's done. We ordered vinyls. We made our fundraiser goal.
I know.
Thanks to your help, so appreciate it.
We talked to you in Vegas about that. That was such a cool idea.
Yeah.
Such a fantastic thing, and it's a great way to get the word out because people don't know how expensive it is to make a record.
I didn't know either until I actually figured out, like, talking to, like, people like Courtney and Jason that do it themselves, and, you know, they gave us the number, and they're like, this is what's generally going to cost, and, you know, it's, so that's what we work towards, and
we
hit
it,
thank God. So, yeah, we're excited. We get to use all the platforms that we want to use to get it out, so.
Well, last night, you played almost every single song from that album?
Or yeah, about half of them, for sure.
And that's one of the cool things about coming to festivals like this and seeing the smaller venues is you get to see some new music that you haven't heard yet.
Yeah,
and
this is the place where we definitely want to try it out. So.
Yeah. And how do you feel about it after that room
good.
Last night?
Good. That made me feel really good knowing that the response was very positive. So we'll see.
When you're out at shows, do y'all test out songs sometimes? Like, you're like, I want to see if this is going to work or...
Yeah, if it's acoustic, it's way easier to just pull out a song out of nowhere.
Right.
But for, like, full band stuff, it's a little bit more thought out. But if we have it down and say, like, we've already practiced it and then we have time for it in the set, then we may throw it in there, too, just to see the reaction.
And I have to ask, because this is one of those things. So you sing the national anthem again, kicking it off at the Big Ten. Do you get scared singing the national anthem?
Terrified every year. I'm always like, why do I do this to myself? But I love doing it because it's such an honor to do that.
Yeah.
And I get so nervous. I think it's mostly because it's more so like the military that come up there to do that part with us. I mean, like,
I'm practiced.
Like, I better do it right? Like, I don't want to let them down. You know, I have one job. So, like, that's what gets me really nervous. But it's such a cool, moving experience that I'm like, when I'm done, I'm like, why was I worried? I want to do this every time. So, I love it.
Have you got to sing it anywhere else, or do you just usually just sing it?
I've done it at a Rangers game.
Hey!
Last summer, I guess, or the summer before, one of those. So that was really fun. And I've done it at some, like, Hooks games, and I've been doing it since I was a kid at, like, our little league games. I'd just get out there and sing it. So
they just passed Jade Mike. Yeah. Here you go,
exactly.
Girl.
So it's like, I should never not know the words, ever, because I've been singing it forever, but... You never know.
There's so much pressure on that one song.
And that's why a lot of artists, I think, mess up because they're, for one, very nervous. Two, if they're in an arena, like, things are bouncing off.
Yeah.
So you hear yourself and then you hear yourself again and then that, like, you're like, where am I? So, that's why.
That's why.
I cannot blame those people because it happens often.
Well, back to your new album. What's the name of this album? What's the name of this project?
It's called Song in My Head.
Song in My Head.
Yeah, it's one of the lines of the song Perfect Day. And so I figured it kind of encompassed the whole vibe of it.
And what's the song that you wrote with Bonnie Bishop or that group writing?
Perfect
Day.
Yep, that one.
That's such a cool song. And how was that writing with her, by the way?
It was really cool. It was actually part of an activity we were doing as a creative course that she was teaching. Mm-hmm. So it was really fun because you could tell, like, most of the students in this course were, they weren't like musicians or songwriters. They were teachers, artists, like just anyone who wants to find their creativity or tap into it.
Yeah.
So, you know, they participated, but you could tell it was mostly like the songwriters that are kind of like going at it and stuff. So it was a lot of fun. I think she and I meshed really well. Been trying to write again with her, but that girl's jet setting everywhere right now with Boy Vance.
So yes.
Can't blame her. But yeah, I want to definitely do that again. And she got to sing on the album.
Oh my gosh.
It's going to sound so I can't wait for y'all
That's
to hear
cool.
It.
And you wrote a song with your sister, right?
Yeah, I
How
did.
How fun was that?
It was really fun. So I had to turn in a song. She was staying the night with us at my mine and my husband's house. And so we were sitting there just drinking wine anyway and talking. And I'm like, I need to turn a song in. And so right before that, she was just talking to me about, like, dating, you know, single life in Albuquerque. Like, sounds fun. And so we ended up, like, writing just songs about, you know, just things that, or dates that just didn't go well or just something. And so it ended up being one of my favorites. And it's the first song on the album, actually, so.
Do y'all know which one you're going to push out first yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
We have some options, but we're going to try and talk to the promoter that most right. people use, honestly. And that's kind of what the consensus is, even like that Courtney's told me that that person usually helps choose which one okay. goes out. So I'm curious. I have like three in my mind that I think would be great. So I wonder what she would pick.
Ooh,
so,
that's going to yeah. be tough. Does that scare you, like having someone else pick a song?
Kind of.
You know.
Well, I want her to like it. Like, I want those people to like the songs first, of course. But yeah, it's nerve-wracking, but the people that helped create it are very confident in it, so that helps me too. Like, of course, you're going to be your own biggest critic.
Oh, so, 100%.
You know, if I ever get any self-doubt, like, the people that helped create all of that are always like, no, Jay, like, it's great. Like, I'm probably just getting impatient too because I'm excited. I want it to
yes.
be out there, but,
like, yeah. this has been a huge work in progress. And for you, like, the waiting game has to probably be the hardest.
Yeah, that is. It's killing me.
Like, the days are dragging. I just want to get it out.
Yes, but at least we have things together for the most part.
Right.
Now we're just waiting to hear mainly from like a promoter and the publicist side of things. Mm-hmm. Once we get that ironed out and have one that we're going to push out first, then it should just kind of, you know, all fall into place.
Absolutely. Well, I'm excited for it. I cannot Thank wait you. For this full project to come out, y'all. Make sure you're checking out Jade, all of her stuff. She's done, you're part of this songwriting group where you like have to write a song a week, right?
Yes, every week, and turn it in on Wednesday night at midnight.
Except for this week, right? Y'all didn't have to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we've actually been off since the 22nd, and because Matt Hillier's in charge. And
well,
so
we talked to him
about
this. We're
all just as busy. Yep. So we took a couple of weeks off, and we're supposed to be back at it next Wednesday. So,
ooh. Have you gotten like a prompt ever before that you just like, why do I have this word in here that I need to kind of put a phrase around?
Oh, all the time. And then I just write something different. Because it doesn't have to be to the prompt. But if that'll spark, like that word, I'm like, this word's crazy. Like, I've never used this word, right? And
yeah.
so I think about something else, like or a different meaning to it, or just something that you can spin off of it a little bit and just roll with that. Or there's been times where it's just been completely different because I had a different idea in my head from something else. So,
yeah. Well, y'all have going on here New Braunfels Night, right?
Yeah, New Braunfels Nights. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That's good. Who all is it? You, Eric Middleton,
and Rio Tribbiano.
Oh,
and so we're doing it in very laid back style, the way we do like our live shows and when we all get together in New Braunfels. We're going to have a couple different guests up to come sing some songs too. We'll sing on each other's songs and all that. So it'll be a fun little community thing, you know?
Do you think y'all will ever put something out, like the three of y'all?
That would be awesome. I think
yeah.
it would be really cool to do that.
Because I always see y'all together on social media.
Yep.
And I'm always thinking, man, like to be a fly on the wall sometimes in a room with y'all three and just have like maybe just like this much talent that y'all have together is just.
Oh, thank you.
It's so cool. And so that's one of the things about yes, coming to Music sure. Fest.
Yeah. You can hear stuff like that that you wouldn't
yes.
get to hear if you didn't live in New Braunfels with us, you know? So.
Do y'all get to do that at places sometimes?
All the time.
Yeah.
I'm old lady, so I don't like to go out like too often, but you could literally go out every single night and find live music there. It's so
yeah.
cool. But most of the time I'll go and sit in with them if they're playing somewhere. And,
oh, that's cool.
And then vice versa. If I happen to be playing somewhere in town, like they'll show up too and
yeah.
play during my break. I'm tired.
Yeah. Pay me money though, right?
Yeah, no, yeah exactly. Kidding. I'll bring you a drink.
Well, you're also, are you doing anything else here music wise while you're out here besides that? On the last day?
So the Dung Beetle was yesterday that you went
right.
to, and then it's this one, and then we're also, I'm doing the 90s throwback thing that Matt was is
So you're
hosting.
Going back and forth.
Yes,
those
so
are like right next yeah. to each other, but across the mountain.
I have to start out here to host the Dung Beetle for the New Braunfels part. I want to get that going, and then I'm supposed to be at Timber and Torch at 5:45, and he put me like towards the end because
yeah.
we already discussed this. I'm like, look, I'm sorry, like we have this other one going on too. And hilariously enough, there's this Facebook group of Steamboat Music Fest fans I just found today, and Bob showed me this, and it was the funniest thing. Someone put a screenshot of my schedule up, and then they're like, does anyone know how she's going to end up being in two places at
Hologram.
Once? And I lost it. I'm like, I wish I knew too, girl. Like,
No, we're going to have a hologram of you up there on stage.
Exactly. I'm like, I need a stunt double.
Well, I don't know how that works out. That's tough on you, isn't it?
Yeah, it'll be hectic, but I'm sure if I don't even get there right on time, they'll figure something out. And then our show keeps going on longer, so then I have to go back here.
Oh my god.
To finish it out. But it's fine. I don't mind.
It's all good. It's fine. Nothing's on fire.
I just play with my friends. What am I complaining about?
What are you gonna play at 90s? Can you give us a
I'm doing Winona, no one else on earth. I wore my 90s.
That's where you got the 90s jeans.
I'm a Winona strut. I can't wait.
No, that's going to be so much fun. What's 2023 looking like minus the record? Is it going to be Pat busy with you?
I hope so. We're going to do as many full band shows as we can, hoping to kind of get on with a couple of other artists for like some tour runs with them to open for them. And
yeah.
So
you opened for Shane Smith and the Saints back at Texas Live last fall.
I did.
And then at Green Hall.
And then Wade at Green Hall, and then Red Clay Strays are some of my favorite guys. So we got to do a lot of cool stuff this past year. And so this year we're just only hoping to just piggyback off of that and just keep rolling with like that. I feel like that group of people, those bands like that. Yes. Those are the ones I want to be with.
So we're going to get a lottery ticket.
All right.
Because it's worth $1.5 billion.
All right.
And I'm having y'all give me a number.
13.
Okay. Yep. We're going to grab that number. I'm buying the ticket because Friday is the drawing. And if we win, we're going to split.
That's my birthday, Friday the 13th.
This Friday is your birthday? Happy early birthday.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
So let's go. Let's go. Birthday luck. Let's win the millions.
Let's win this. Let's go. Mega Millions, $1.5 billion. So if you were given $1 billion today, what would you buy? First thing.
A ranch.
Middle of nowhere.
On water, though.
On
like
water.
Like the King Ranch, yes. Something like that, so I can like have a beach and a ranch at the same time.
Are you a water bug? Do you like the water?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
More than the mountains, or is it an equal love?
I'm definitely more of a water person.
Really?
Yeah. I love mountain. I'm like I said, I'm intermediate at best at skiing. But the altitude, I'm just not one of those that handles that very well.
Does that make it hard on your singing?
Very. Yeah, and just the breathing out there, you know?
Yeah. You wouldn't know, though. Like, none of y'all show anything
really?
Like that. It sounds unbelievable.
I was a bit squeaky, but I mean, it kind of worked because it works with the songs that I choose to sing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Janis
I can Joplin tell. Up there. Yeah.
But I can get the grit in there from, I need to just go outside and breathe some cold air real quick.
Then we're going to hit it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Dade, I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much
Thank
for
you, Heather.
In.
I appreciate your time.
Yes, your time, girl. Go enjoy New Braunfels Nights 90s Jam.
Awesome. We will.